Well, what a day yesterday it was in Greyhound Racing at the Meadows in Melbourne for Team Daly. And joining us is George. Well done, George, yesterday. For those that don't know, the kennel had the first 8 race winners at the Meadows.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Yeah, it was quite exciting.
It must have been. I mean, did you go to the races thinking you could do something like that?
You always go and hope for the best, but you never expect that sort of thing to happen. We had a number of young dogs just having their first race start, so that started off the ball rolling. I think they were the first 3 winners, and then we had our experienced dogs, or dogs that had been around a while after that, and they just seemed to, things just worked out. They got the right runs, and they ended up winning, so it was good.
I was holding our breath when you got to race 9. You didn't have a runner.
No, I don't. Ray to stop us in our tracks.
He did. And I think you ran second. Was it the last of 12?
Yeah, race 10, we had 2 in it. We ran second and third, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it was an incredible day. I reckon when you're putting your greyhounds into races and when you get to sort of 4 or 5, you think, gee, the luck's got to stop. But when you get to 8, it's just an incredible training performance by everybody at Team Daly.
Yeah, it was quite. Tom was at the track and I was out working. I didn't even get a chance to watch him. I was just looking the results up when I got half a chance. And then a friend of mine kept messaging me and she said 6 out of 6, 7 out of 7. Then she got to 8 out of 8. I thought, oh, God, that we're going pretty good here.
Yeah, no, it was a great day. Well, can it continue tonight? I think we're excited about a greyhound called Fernando Bale that runs tonight in the Bill Collins Memorial Race 6 at Sandown at 8:52. This greyhound has people talking about the sport for the right reasons, George.
Yeah, he certainly does. He's a very good race dog, true professional. He just gets to the track, knows what it's all about, and he performs every start. I mean, I say to a lot of people that we have a lot of dogs in work, and it's not very often you get a dog that you can take to the track and know that it'll put in every time he goes and put his best foot forward, but this dog does.
And the times that he runs?
Yeah, well, about a month ago, they were sort of comparing you to Brett Lee, and I thought these a lot of people get a bit carried away and getting a bit too far ahead of themselves. But when he ran that 29.0 something, I think it was, a couple of weeks ago on a track that wasn't really conducive to fast times, I mean, he certainly is a very, very good animal.
What about tonight from the inside box? I mean, can he run time again from that box tonight?
Well, it's raining here at the moment, so I'd assume that the track's going to be a bit soft tonight. It won't be conducive again to fast times. But as long as he runs a good race and gets around safe, that'll be the main thing.
Where do you think, how far can he go as in the sport? I mean, the same as thoroughbred racing, you know, that we see horses when they perform at the highest level, they're off to stud. We've seen that a lot in the three-year-old ranks of our horses this year. Where does Fernando Bale's future stand?
Well, his future at the moment is racing, which is good for us because that's what we are, a racing kennel. I mean, it was only about a month or two ago, or probably 6 weeks ago, where there was talk that he may be getting retired because there would be a lot of demand for him. But Paul Wheeler had a good look at it and realised that he was only just turned 2 years of age. He was far too young to be retired anyway. So it was he rang up in the morning, said he might retire, and he rang up in the afternoon and said no, he's reconsidered and he can race probably for another 6 or 8 months. So that worked out really well.
Well, it's we don't want to lose him because he's an absolute star to greyhound racing. For many folk that may not have seen him, watch him tonight. He jumps at Sandown in Melbourne, race 6 at 8:52. I hope I haven't put the moz on him because he's a star. Race 6, number 1. Thanks for joining us this morning, George, and well done to the whole Team Daly yesterday on winning the first 8 races at the Meadows.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, George. George Daly there from Melbourne. Handicapper's Corner now in Thoroughbred Racing. Damien Hay joins us from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Andrew. Great to be with you.
Weather's going to be quite crucial going into Randwick. As I told our listening audience, the Weather Bureau saying 10 to 20 mil could fall tomorrow. So that's a sort of bit of hold your breath stuff. But I can't wait to see this good horse, Got the Goss, again, coming to town this time.
Yeah, no, he's he's building a terrific record, isn't he? He's a country-trained four-year-old, winning 7 of his 10 career starts thus far. He kicked off his career just over 2 years ago, winning 5 of his first six. And one of those wins was a three-year-old midweek race, Andrew. So he's won in town before.
Yep.
He had a Saturday grade run in a benchmark 80 race over 1,500 metres where he finished unplaced. and then got beat two lengths in a one Metropolitan restricted race midweek. Now, he wasn't seen at all in 2014. However, his two runs this time in at the recent Wagga Carnival have been impressive. It was a soft win in the Town Plate Prelude and backed it up with a strong win in the $100,000 Town Plate. And he defeated the promising three-year-old filly Loved Up, who was impressive winning the Scone Guineas last Saturday. So a good form line there. He steps out in Saturday grade for his second attempt on the weekend to tackle this benchmark 89 1400-metre race. He rises 3 kilos from his previous win to carry 57, but he goes into the race in good form. So I'd be interested to see how he goes. But we've got some really talented, promising country trained horses that race in terrific fashion at the moment, Andrew. They're, you know, well, they're coming out of the country championship series. You've got the likes of Art Lee, Loved Up, who've gone on to bigger things. And so it's very positive and gives hope to the owners who race their horses in the country. If they can be lucky enough to get that horse, they can be competitive and measure up in the city or even go on to black tie.
For sure, no doubt about that. Carracucci's one that I told our listeners earlier, a decision tomorrow morning whether the horse lines up in that last race the way he's won his last two for Matty Dale. He's certainly up and about there. We see in the seventh on Saturday, How Much Do You Love Me comes back. Thankfully gets a little bit of a claim for Winona Costin in that seventh race.
He returns and, she takes a couple off. Both How Much Do You Love Me and See the World, they both resume carrying top weights. They've never met. However, they boast comparable records, winning similar prize money, just shy of $600,000. We spoke about decision time last week. Well, we dropped his rating back another 2 points, Andrew. Even though it was an improved run at Scone, he was beaten just over 3 lengths in the listed Hortensia Stakes. He carries the same weight as he did last week with 59, so we'll see how he performs again on Saturday. But anyway, those experienced stake perform sprinters, they've got to give 5 to 5.5 kilos to a couple of sprinters on the up who will carry the 54 limit, and one of those is Alberta Magic. He's lightly race working his way through the class and benchmark structure, winning 5 from 9. This is certainly his toughest test to date, stepping up to open company for the first time. And Alias is a former New Zealand and Hong Kong horse, has performed well since his arrival, winning 4 from 7. Resumes here with a solid fresh record. And another on the 54 limit who should run well down in the weights. But they'll go quick, I would think, in this race.
Yeah, for sure. And just another mention, we're going to talk to Brian Fletcher around midday today here on Sky Sports Radio. But the Hawkesbury Cup is now on Sunday, June 7.
Yeah, just a reminder to Connection so they can prepare for it. The $150,000 Group 3 Hawkesbury Cup that was due to be run on Saturday the 2nd of May, which unfortunately was abandoned, now has been rescheduled and, as you mentioned, be conducted on that Hawkesbury meeting on Sunday the 7th of June. As a result of this, the originally programmed Fillies and Mares Benchmark 60 and the Colts and Geldings and Entires Benchmark 60 1300-metre races have been combined into an open sex Benchmark 60 1300-metre race. And also just a couple of amendments to Metropolitan programs. Yep. Saturday the 6th of June, the benchmark 90 handicap over 1,600 metres is now benchmark 80 over 2,000 metres. And on Wednesday the 10th of June at Canterbury, the originally programmed benchmark 75, 1,900 is now a benchmark 70, 1,900 metres. So a couple of changes due to that rescheduling.
Righto, and you can grab details on that on the Racing New South Wales webpage. Thanks a lot, Damien. Enjoy your weekend of racing.
Will do. Talk next week. Thank you.
Damien Hay with Handicapper's Corner. Silvio, what's happening out there on the roads?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Chippendale, Abercrombie Street, just past Cleveland Street. We're looking at debris on the road. That's a northbound direction. A lot of rocks on the road there. A car broken down west in the Stewart near the IMAX there, westbound in lane 1. Over to Parramatta, James Bruce Drive, Kissing Point Road. A car and truck involved in a collision. Southbound is affected. Lane 3, very heavy traffic there on the Hume at Beresford Avenue, Bankstown, lights blacked out. Aldi is a home of the lowest prices, $850. Mixed grain bread was $269, now $249. For everyday low prices, visit Aldi today. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Let's talk some breeding now with Angus Rowland and Gemma Cutting from Sky Racing's Bred to Win. Morning, guys.
Good morning, Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Ah, I love that female touch to a Thursday morning. And some sad news, sad news to come at the end of this, terribly sad. Gus, you've got some news on, well, the horse that's trying to win the Triple Crown in America.
Yes, some big news. American Pharaoh, breeding rights for when he eventually retires to stud have been sold to Coolmore. He'll stand at Ashford Stud at the commencement of his stud career. It looks like he'll be retired from racing at the end of this season, which follows past Triple Crown winners like Secretariat, who retired at the end of their three-year-old season. No price has been announced, but ESPN has reported that the Zayats knocked back offers of more than $20 million US, so that gives you an idea of how much the horse is valued at. And there will be monetary inducements to perform better as well. So if he does win the Triple Crown, he'll be valued even higher. They haven't announced whether he'll come to the Southern Hemisphere, as a lot of the shuttlers do for Coolmore Stud. That just hasn't been discussed at the moment, Zayat says. So we'll watch that space.
Yeah, we certainly will, and we hope that he can pull off the Triple Crown, as you say. Now, Gemma, what's happening up on the Gold Coast?
Well, exciting up there, Andrew. This weekend, the weanling sale kicks off on Sunday, May 24, and goes until Monday. And, of course, following the weanling sale is the broodmare session and a couple of smart mares there, Sweet Idea being one going through that ring. But on Sunday, I think a lot of attention will be on the first weanlings by the likes of Piero and All Too Hard, and your song as well from Wooden Stud. Piero has covered almost 200 mares in his first season, so it'll be interesting to see how buyers receive his first weanlings through the ring, as well as All Too Hard, of course, great rivals on the track.
Yeah, for sure. It's a massive week, and we'll cover it daily next week on Sky Sports Radio. As you say, it kicks off on Sunday. Hampton Court, what's happening with its future, Angus?
He's off to stud as well. He's the first Australian-born stallion to stand at the new Spendthrift Farm in Victoria. He's going to join Warriors Reward and Jimmy Creed there. He was a Group 1 winning son of Redoute's Choice. He's from the family of Maccabi Diva, so he's packing some pedigree. And he's part of this Share the Upside program that they have there at Spendthrift Farm. He's going to stand for $11,000 for Share the Upside, or you can get into him at a fee of $8,800 on a one-off standard live foal contract this season. And, I mean, he's the first Australian stallion to stand at Spendthrift here in Australia, but horses like Burnborough and Pango Pango stood at Spendthrift when it was in its heyday in the United States back in the last century. So yeah. Not the first Australian stallion to stand at a Spendthrift.
Right, I understand Hampton Court there. Gemma, what's on Bred to Win?
Well, Andrew, motivated by Saddler's Lake victory a few weeks ago on the Rough Habit Plate at Doomben, we travelled up to Coolmore Stud last week to have a look at some of the Ingham broodmares. They all reside at Coolmore Stud, and we actually filmed the dam of Saddler's Lake, Ming Shan, and her Piero weanling on the ground. Ties in nicely with the weanling sale at the Gold Coast. And also on the show, a profile on Rock Hero, which I mentioned last week. He's standing at Lauriston Park Stud this coming season. An exciting addition, really, to Victoria, because he's a stakes-winning son of Rock Hero and Gallant Test. So that's 10 a.m. tomorrow on Sky Racing.
All right, so that's on tomorrow, and we look forward to having plenty of Bred to Wins coming up. They're going to be switching channels, but we'll alert you to that when it happens, Gemma.
Yes, that'll be
don't want to complicate
weeks.
It, yeah. Nice. We don't want to complicate it yet. It's still on Sky Racing 1.
Still on 1. Sky, yep, and all across the channels during the week.
Right, weekend. Well, this is the last time that Angus Rowland will be doing the breeding news. I haven't got any music, sad music to play, Angus, but you're moving into
sing
it.
If you like.
No, please, we need an audience for Tab Talk coming up, but you've been fantastic for our breeding program that we have here on a Thursday. I know you'll be still behind the scenes, mate, and Gemma's taking over, so thank you, Angus, officially for all your help doing our breeding spot.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you to all the breeders who have given us support over the years. I love the breeding and bloodstock industry, and I think it's great that we give them some time on the program each week.
For sure. You have a good time. You're not leaving, but you're just doing something
else. Focusing on some other stuff.
Well, Andrew, I don't feel too sorry for him at the moment. He's heading overseas. He's going to Italy and on his way to Royal Ascot as well.
Oh, geez, Angus. I don't feel sorry for you at all.
Tough.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
Angus Rowland there and Gemma Cutting with the...